let's call the meeting to order. Rob, would you mind reading the Sunshine Statement?
Sure. This regular meeting of the mayor and council of the Borough of Atlantic Highlands is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings to the Asbury Park Press and the Two River Times, by posting it in the Borough Hall on a bulletin board reserved for such announcements, and by filling it, excuse me, and by filing it with the municipal clerk on January 2nd, 2025. This agenda is complete to the extent known, and formal action will be taken.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Colacerto.
Is here.
Mr. Crowley.
Here.
Ms. Cusick.
Here.
Mr. Dougherty.
Here.
Ms. Forbes. Mr. Pujols.
Here.
Mayor Hollinger.
Here, thank you. I'm going to ask everyone to please rise for a moment of silent reflection and to say the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. May I have a motion and a second to approve our previous meeting minutes, July 21st?
Vito Colacerto will make the motion to approve.
Eileen Cusick will second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Colacerto.
Yes.
Mr. Crowley.
Yes.
Ms. Cusick.
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty.
Yes.
Mr. Pujols.
Yes.
Minutes have passed.
Wonderful. I'm going to go a little bit out of order here, as is my right. I don't know. I wanted to do our special volunteer of the month first tonight, because it's been a little hard to schedule this, so I'm really glad to see you here tonight, Eliza. I'm going to cry because I'm so proud of you and I've seen you grow up, but I am a member, I'm a past president of the Junior League of Monmouth County, and every year the Junior League has a luncheon. It's usually at Navasink, and it honors women who make a difference. So over the years, I've seen a lot of women who make a difference, but I have known Eliza to be making a difference since she was a little girl. Whew. Following in the wonderful footsteps of her grandparents and parents and aunt and older brothers and dad, I mean, just the Childs family has meant so much to Atlantic Highlands for so many years and to me personally. I'm so proud of you, Eliza. So I'm going to ask you to come up and tell us a little bit about what you were honored for, but I am going to remind everybody that this is the second time that you came up here as me being mayor, because you held the Bible when I was sworn in as mayor. So come on up. Brian, you're going to have to wait like 5 minutes to take a picture.
Okay.
I don't have kids, but this one's one of mine. So proud of you. Come look over here. You can talk while I wipe tears. We're going to talk about the organization that you've been volunteering.
Yeah, so I've been working with HAVCOR, which is a great local organization. They provide permanent housing for various groups of residents who need aid and help. And it's just been such a great experience to learn from the people who work there and to talk with the residents. I worked at the coffee house in Red Bank, and there are just so many amazing people living there. And I wanted to make a more significant contribution, so started organizing a pickleball tournament as a fundraiser, and it was very successful and just a great experience overall. And I'm so grateful to Mayor Hollinger for all this recognition.
We're very grateful to you. I wore my turning ball colors. I think I can be photographed now. She looks beautiful. It's so inspiring, and this is a big year for you, so when does soccer start?
Today.
Did you win?
Oh, Childs
were today, okay. So at Trinity Hall, soccer star, Childs will go to your play. You do not have to stay, you can go have dinner and hang out. But there's a very exciting police presentation coming up next, and you may want to stay for just a little bit. tape did you tell your guests that I was going to cry, probably even during your presentation? I purposely didn't back into my parking spot because I had too many audience members out there, but I usually do that. I understand the good reason for doing it. Okay. So now we have, I think this is the third time now, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I was present in the audience for the first one, so I know Councilman Crowley, this is your third go of this. This is the presentation of the reaccreditation certificate to Atlantic Highlands Police Department from the New Jersey State Association of Chiefs of Police.
I have two daughters, and they exceeded my expectations, so you almost brought a tear to my eye. It's okay.
You want to address?
Yes, please.
Address the public. Sure. So, as the mayor just mentioned before, and just to give some context of what I'm about to say, I'll take just a couple of minutes, is the fact that the Atlantic Highlands Police Department is going through their second reaccreditation. That means that they've been through this cycle 3 times. And just to add some context to it, those that have made it once, about 54% of all law enforcement vacancies in the state of New Jersey, and that includes Sheriff's Office, Prosecutor's Office, includes colleges and universities, so it's a very diverse law enforcement community. Now, those that made it once, falling to 32% of the entire population, those that made it to a secondary accreditation, like the Atlantic Highlands Police Department has, falls in a very big group of less than 12% of all the law enforcement agencies in the state of New Jersey. So it's really significant. So if you can go through for 2 minutes, I'd like to share with you the significance of the achievement. The Atlantic Highlands Police Department has once again made a commitment to adhere to best practices at the state and national level in highly regarded statewide law enforcement accreditation program. This program, administered through the New Jersey State Association of Chiefs of Police and the New Jersey Law Enforcement Accreditation, has sought to transparently demonstrate the professionalism, transparency, and preparedness of state's law enforcement agencies in the state's public safety system. Now, during this community challenging time, the threat to our health and safety, encouraging law enforcement agencies to follow standardized practices and policies is potentially a life-saving and cost-effective investment of time and resources. Accreditation status represents a significant professional achievement. Now, this prestigious reaccredited status, and I say the second reaccreditation, demonstrates Chief Scott, I'm going to pronounce his name.
Reiner,
thank you.
German.
Apologize. Demonstrate his firm commitment to state and national standards and continued expectations for quality, professional, and ethical policing. Now, accreditation generally provides objective evidence of an agency's, I'm talking too fast. Besides, I was touched, Megan. So, accreditation provides objective evidence of an agency's commitment to excellence in leadership, resource management, and service delivery. Government officials can be more confident in the agency's ability to operate efficiently and meet community needs. And officers and accredited agencies can take pride that they have been objectively measured for the professionalism and adherence to the high standards. Now, in closing, I'd like to say that at the end of that 3-year cycle, it's an on-site assessment which is very rigorous. Typically, we find something that we need to address. In the case of the Atlantic Highlands Police Department, we found nothing. So, in fact, that was a remarkable on-site assessment that they had. So, when the future issues built, under Chief Scott
Reiner.
I can tell you that I knew it was going to happen. So, leadership, high level of competence, leadership, and professionalism is evident within the agency. The Atlantic Highlands Police Department is committed to the community they serve. And so, whether future issues deal with purging the truck double rapers that they have been working very hard at, the demand for Class 2 special officers competing with other police departments, as we all know, is very difficult, this agency continues to assertively move forward with a history and commitment to following best practices, with a preparedness plan, and verification of excellence. So this is indeed my honor here tonight, and it is the opinion of the assessment team that the Atlantic Highlands Police Department is a highly professional and committed agency which exemplifies all the tenets of law enforcement accreditation at state and national level. So on behalf of the New Jersey State Association of Chiefs of Police and the New Jersey Law Enforcement Accreditation Commission, I congratulate Chief Scott Reiner, Accreditation Manager Officer Erica Hoffman,
the members of the United Towns Police Department, the mayor, the council, and those citizens that they so proudly serve, having achieved their second accreditation, joining a very, very exclusive group of law enforcement agencies that make this community a choice and exposes this community. Congratulations.
Come on in.
Reiner, like Colin Reitner.
Appreciate it. Real quick, I just want to thank mayor and council, obviously, without your support in this accreditation process, it wouldn't be possible. Obviously, the members of the public, this is basically, like Mr. Delgado said, it's an audit on your police department every 3 years. It's not just year three where we say, let's start getting our act together and pretend that we have it together for when the team comes. It's a three-year process where we prove throughout 3 years during the audit that we're doing everything we possibly can as far as training, proficiency, call response, use of force, internal affairs, literally everything that encompasses police departments. And finally, obviously, I want to thank the officers, not only ones that are here, the 15 including myself, 14 not including me, that truly make this town feel like there's 30 officers in the department. I grew up in a town where if the police were riding down your street, you were like, what's going on? Why is there a cop on my street? I think we're extremely lucky in Atlantic Islands to be able to just see an officer all the time. You know, it's just normal practice to see you cruising down the street. It's really appreciated. In a world where we need to be 100% all the time, there's no you know, room for forgiveness. We have to be perfect. I think we're just as close to perfect as we can be. It's obviously, everyone knows we're human, and humans are never going to be perfect. So, but we address all the issues that we do find immediately, and we're constantly striving to be the best police department possibly can. So, thank you guys, thank police officers. If you see them on the street, honestly, to the public, I hear so much good feedback. Yeah, I get some bad ones too, but more positive than negative, and we do appreciate all the reaching out and the cards and stuff that we do get. So thank you guys, appreciate it, and I'm done ranting, so.
Hey, Chief.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say this. I'm not going to speak for Eileen, but I think I will speak for Eileen when I say what an honor and privilege it is to be your commissioners, mm-hmm. and how much we honor and respect all of you and the ones that are not here tonight, all the hard work that you put into this town and keeping us safe. And I got to spend some significant time with many of you last weekend at the event that we did, which we'll talk about later. But it's always a privilege to spend time with you, and thank you for keeping us safe all year round. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Councilman. I wanted to, when the first time that we went through this, when the police department went through this, the chief was actually the one who was in charge of getting the process going and doing all that. And so it just shows how much faith he has in you, Officer Hoffman, that he's given you that responsibility. It's impressive. And everybody, I mean, we just love our police department. I've had a couple conversations with the chief about enforcement and when we enforce things and when we have a, you know, to talk to neighbors. And what impresses me the most about the chief, it's not the most impressive thing, but it's one of my favorite things, is that he's always considering the long-term relationship with our residents. So maybe we figure out who the right person to talk to, the resident, if there's an issue or an issue between neighbors, but we have just a really thoughtful police chief. We have had many thoughtful police chiefs, and I'm just so impressed by the department. So thank you. All right, Mr. Delgado. You can tell your daughters that the mayor made you cry. And we're moving into business, so Childs family, you are welcome to stay, but if you and you can join the ranks of our gadflies here, but you are also welcome to get home, take the walk home. Okay. Next item of business, Council President Dougherty is going to read a proclamation.
Thank you, Mayor. A proclamation to the Borough of Atlantic Highlands. Whereas each year we lose thousands of people from drug overdose globally, where some survive but suffer a permanent injury with devastating impact to their families. And whereas the Borough of Atlantic Highlands is not immune, and you may have seen it, or it has happened to people around you, and tomorrow it could happen to someone you love. This is not an invisible issue. And whereas International Overdose Awareness Day provides an opportunity for us to reflect on practical ways to prevent overdose in our community, as overdose is preventable. Knowing the real facts about drugs and what to do when you see someone experiencing an overdose does save lives. International Overdose Awareness Day events that aim to educate our communities about drugs can really help. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that Lori Hohenleitner, Mayor of the Borough of Atlantic Highlands, County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey, do proclaim August 31st, 2025, as International Overdose Awareness Day in the Borough of Atlantic Highlands, and by doing so, bring awareness to this devastating matter.
Thank you. And I again, the police department, you know, they've dispensed Narcan at multiple households in Atlantic Highlands. So if we think that it's not here, it is here. I was really happy to, well, I don't know if it's happy to see 14 flags, but there's been more flags in previous years that we've done this. So we know what a difference Narcan is making our communities. And I personally attended, along with most of our DPW and a lot of people who work for the Borough of Atlantic Highlands, a training on how to administer Narcan, and I have it in my car at all times now. So it's free at the pharmacy. It's something that if you have crisis in your family, I highly suggest you anonymously come talk to the our pharmacist over at Bayshore, Rich Stryker. He's really happy to talk to you about that. But it's really a life-saving tool, and it's not something to be stigmatized. If somebody overdoses, we want to get them healthy. So, thank you, Brian.
Mayor, we have seen that front lawn filled with purple flags. And this year, when I was in front of Borough Hall and saw how few flags there were, I was thinking, were there cuts in the budget for flags? And then inquired and realized, no, that's a real representation.
It's our EMS. It's our first responders. It's the county, frankly. Sure. It's everybody's working in the right direction. Yep. So, anyway, thank you. All right, new business, consent agenda. These items will be enacted by one motion. If anyone would like us to separate anything out, please let me know now. May I have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda?
Dougherty moves.
Crowley seconds.
Any discussion? Okay, I'm going to open up to public comment on any of these agenda items. If you'd like to come forward, please state your name and address. Mr. Lines, if you're going to go first, Mr. Fisher was a little half up. We're not going to do it now because he's here.
Joshua Ryan Store, 60 Bayside Drive. This is really nice tonight. You know, I looked at the harbor, the rates for the harbor, and they're pretty eye-opening, shocking in how much money. But you raised our taxes for open space. We have this harbor, and I've supplied you all with the lease or the codicils that govern the donation of the land to the borough. It's supposed to be used for recreation. Boat storage is not recreation. We're using the most valuable land in Atlantic Highlands to store boats. That is irrational, and it really should end.
Thank you. Mr. Fisher? Oh, sorry, Mrs. Smith had a comment. Mrs. Smith?
Muriel Smith, 29 London Avenue. I agree with you on the police, first of all. It's absolutely the best police department any place. They're outstanding.
I won't tell Rob.
Also on the resolution on the raising of the rates at the harbor, one of the things in it said, that the profit from margin is determined by the price of the gas. So what is the margin? How much are they raising the gas?
Gotcha.
How much have I raised?
Do you have that here with you today?
I do not. I can get it.
Yeah, I think we can get it. The harbor meets tomorrow? No, do they meet first week of September?
First week of September.
We'll have that. We'll have the answer for you.
But you're voting on it, so you must know it.
No, we...
You wouldn't be voting on it.
No, we do. We affirm what the harbor gives us.
Okay. So that was my next question was, I'm assuming that these rates are higher. I don't know what last rates were, but I'm just assuming that they're higher. Do you have any idea how much more money the borough is going to be making from these?
That the harbor will be making?
Well, Sam, I don't understand the difference between the harbor and the borough. The borough has to pass this resolution in order for this to happen. So
these all of this came up at the last harbor meeting because they had to approve it to send it to us.
I mean, you're on some level, whether it's respect to the fuel or the leasing, the profit depends on the usage, right? And like, for instance, this year, with respect to fuel consumption's been down because we've had a bunch of bad weekends. Yeah, and so in terms of, you know, it's really, I mean, throwing out a number would be mere speculation, so I don't think anyone here would be prepared to do that. So
even for the rates for the all the leases,
I mean, you could figure out how many slips there are and just multiply it by the rate of the increase, and there's your number. So I don't have that number available to me, but that's how you're going to arrive at that number. But I mean, with respect to anything else, costs are going up, and so, you know, again, the profit margin is going to be based upon where the expenses go, and we don't have that information either a year from now.
Yeah, that was my question. How do you know what to arrive at?
I mean,
an increase. Is it just open that it covers it, or?
I'm sure
we also have a tenant that hasn't paid us, and we're trying to make back the rent that was not paid, that's over $100,000, in addition to a bounce check of $20,000 to the borough. So there's other considerations in how we get to our budget.
Is that a reason for raising this budget?
Nope.
No, but I mean, listen, there's...
Is that one of the reasons for raising this budget?
I'm just saying that that's something that's affecting the harbor and how they project their finances moving forward.
Yeah, so listen, the mayor's not wholly in part, that's a harbor consideration, but I mean, on that point, I was going to get to it, you know, with respect to my report, you know, but for the payment of, you know, a specific rent within the borough, the harbor would be on pace to meet their, their stated goals as in accordance with last year. They were on par with it, but for a lack of payment, certain expenses, certain revenue is higher in some areas, some expenses are lower in areas, so in other areas. So in terms of the overall budget of where we wanted to be, we'd be there but for $130,000 missing from payments. And so you got to recoup that one way or another. I mean, was it part of the discussion? Probably not, but I mean, is it prudent long-term planning or short-term planning? I think you have to say yes.
So, okay. Thank you. The other question is on the other resolution on the sale of surplus property. Is that the borough property? But there's a boat in there, a boat to a launch or something. Are they borough property or they're harbor property? Or I don't understand that either.
So
I don't understand why that has to come before the mayor and council.
It comes to the mayor and council for final approval. First it goes through the Harbor Commission process, then it comes to the Mayor and Council for final approval. Those particular boats, there's excess items and vessels that have been sitting and resting in the harbor. In the past few years, the Harbor Commission, as well as the Harbor Master, has done a very good job in working hard to process paperwork so we can release those assets from the harbor, create more space, as well as put them on auction through gov deals so we can generate at least some revenue back to the municipality.
They're abandoned, right?
Correct.
They're abandoned boats, and so we have to do something with them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're just going to take up space and be a drain on the borough's resources.
Right. I was just wondering, the process that you use, the mayor did mention that you're down $120,000 because of a lease not being paid. But that never came before the Harbor Commission at a public meeting, nor did it come before the mayor and council at a public meeting, and yet the the leasee was evicted after being here for 50 years, more than 50 years.
The lessee was evicted after a process that was, went through the courts.
The process went through the courts, but there was nothing public at a meeting before it went through the court. There was nothing at a harbor commission meeting or a council meeting, and yet to sell a boat that was
typically
abandoned.
Typically, the harbor commission negotiates its leases, and then they're approved by the harbor commission and the mayor and council. And when someone is out of compliance with their lease, that goes to the harbor attorney.
And it doesn't come to the borough council, and it doesn't come to the harbor commission.
We're advised of what's happening. It goes from the harbor attorney that's designated to take care of those matters.
And who designates them to take care of them?
When just like the planning board hires their own attorney to represent the planning board, as does the harbor.
So the harbor authorizes the attorney to do this action without the harbor's approval?
No, they're directed by the... Mrs. Smith, I think you're trying to time in knots here. I don't understand what logic you have to your question.
My logic is that you're getting rid of a couple of boats and it has to come to a resolution of the mayor and council, which to me seems like a minor thing.
Well, I'm glad. I'm sorry that you feel that way.
Excuse me. I don't know how valuable the boats are. It just seems to me that we have a major lease, which, like you just mentioned, has impacted the budget of the harbor, and it doesn't come before either the harbor commission or the borough council before the action is taken. I don't understand the difference between the two. Why does a lease?
I can't help you understand.
Okay. And do you know the reason for it?
I know how we are organized as a municipality, and I know how the harbor is organized, and I've already answered your question.
So could you expand how it's organized?
Mrs. Smith, I think we've taken enough time on this matter. I'm going to take Mr. Fisher now, unless you have any other questions.
No, I would just like the questions I asked.
I answered them as best we can. Thank you.
As best as you can. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor. Mark Fisher, 91 3rd Avenue. Question on Resolution 109. This is the New Jersey Clean Energy Program, Community Energy Planning Grant Program. Long title. In paragraphs 3 and 5, I'll just read off three words. New Jersey's Energy Master Plan, Pathway to 2050, EMP, established that community level action is necessary to achieve the state's goal of 100% clean energy by 2050. And it's kind of the same thing that is mentioned about the date in the fifth paragraph. I believe the governor changed this, and I swore I read a PowerPoint last week, to 2035. You may want to just check the date on the master plan, goal date. I believe it changed from 2050 back to 2035.
I
don't know whether this warrants holding off on this resolution, but I think...
So I would defer to legal counsel that if a resolution has passed, can it be amended in a future council meeting?
As long as it's not a substantive change.
Okay. There you go. So this could be passed, and then it could be amended to reflect a date change.
Thank you.
Because I clicked on this, and I read the PowerPoint. I couldn't find it before the meeting because I was pressed for time. But I could swear it said that the governor signed a change recently to make it 2035 instead of 2050.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else on consent agenda items? Mr. Fisero?
Sorry, I walked in late, so...
It's okay.
Jimmy Fisero, 32 minutes in Gary. What's the changes going on the EV chargers?
The rates.
We're charging too much. Is that why nobody uses it?
Nobody's using them? That's patently not true. We've had 83 sessions in the month of August already. It's August 18th. We had in July, we had 124 sessions. In June, we had 116 sessions. We've seen our utilization go up each month. We've seen our revenue and session fees go up each month. Since they've been
running,
we have grossed $1,000 in $980 in June, $1,011 in July.
And we're making the rate go higher? You're raising it?
Because our electricity rates have gone up, and so we are seeing a BPU rate increase of about 25%. And so based on our utilization patterns, which are mostly during the commuting day and also overnight charging. That's when we are raising the rates to make it more competitive, but also to keep our margins that we had chosen or identified when we first launched the chargers.
Thank you. I'm going to ask that we pull the resolution, Mr. Fisher, and do it separately because it's going to need to be amended. Because, Mr. Fisher, you are correct. Thank you. Eagle Eye Fisher. You're going to get an eagle tomorrow on the course. Okay, so can I have a roll call on the rest of the consent agenda?
Mr. Palacerda?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Ms. Cusick?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Pulhos?
Yes.
Items on the consent agenda have passed.
Wonderful. And then may I have a motion and a second to amend, to adopt Resolution 109-2025 as amended to target 100% clean energy by 2035.
Crowley moves. Dougherty second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Palacerda?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Pulhos?
Yes.
Mayor 109 has been approved with amendments.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Merkel. Okay, I need now a motion and a second to adopt, I'm sorry, to introduce Ordinance 11-2025.
Palacerda moves.
I second. Hold on a second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Palacerda?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Pulhos?
Yes.
Ordinance 11-2025 has passed. Public hearing and possible adoption September 3rd, 2025.
Thank you, everybody. And now, may I have a motion and a second to introduce Ordinance 12-2025.
Dougherty moves.
Palacerda seconds.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Palacerda?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Pulhos?
Yes.
Ordinance 12-2025 has passed. Public hearing and possible adoption September 15th, 2025.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Okay, on to administrator report. Mr. Farragina.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a few items this evening. The DEP's water supply update as of July 30th. Though more typical precipitation patterns have emerged for much of New Jersey, the coastal south region remains on a drought watch due to persistently drier than average stream flow and unconfined groundwater. New Jersey and statewide are encouraged to follow water conservation practices. On August 12th, Chief Reiner and I attended a Monmouth County Park System meeting regarding electric bike safety along county paths, including the Henry Hudson Trail. The brainstorming and information shared session was very productive and informative. On September 11th, the Monmouth County Board of Commissioners will be holding their annual 9/11 memorial ceremony at 8 a.m. at Mount Minchell Scenic Overlook in Atlantic Highlands. The borough continues to make steady progress in contract negotiations with all three collective bargaining units, the PBA, the MSA, and MEA. Discussions remain active and productive with all parties engaged in good faith efforts to reach mutually beneficial agreements. And lastly, the next borough council meeting will take place on Wednesday, September 3rd at 7 p.m. here in Borough Hall. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Fitzpatrick.
No report tonight, Mayor.
All right, Mr. Romeyer, keep it going.
Thank you, Mayor, Council, and members of the public. Real quick, the Resolution 109 that we talked about, the takeaway from passing that resolution is it'll enable the borough to complete the application to BPU in order to prepare the community energy plan study, which I'm hopeful that will be awarded this money. Once the study is complete, it'll open the door for implementation grants to execute the findings of the study. Just a few more grants. Monmouth County Park System had sent a correspondence over to the municipality that the current grant application for Harbor Park improvements has been found to be complete, and it's advancing through the application process. We expect to hear back sometime in like October. Hopefully, the borough will receive reward through that program as well. And then just one other active grant application for the 25 municipal aid. There's an application that's open and pending for Upper Prospect. Typically, DOT makes those announcements in November. So we're hoping in the next few months we'll receive some good news.
Great, thank you. Okay. Committee reports. Mr. Calasardo.
Sure. Quickly, with respect to the Chamber of Commerce, there is the Taste of Atlantic Highlands, which is a great event for the community. That is going to be on September 21st. You can purchase your tickets on ahchamber.org/taste. I remember last year, I believe they sold out, so we're hoping for the same kind of turnout for this year. Fire, I'm going to leave that to Councilperson Pujols. Shade Tree, nothing other than we have a meeting this Wednesday at 7 p.m. here at Borough Hall. And the harbor, we kind of touched on it before, in terms of where the harbor wants to be financially, but for the non-payment of $130,000 of rent, they would be on pace with where they were last year. As a result of that, the Shore Casino has been affected. I think it's an opportunity for the harbor and the borough to really transform that space, make it more inviting for the public. And although Shore Casino was a great tenant for 50 years, we're turning over a new leaf. So that's all I have with respect to my reports.
Thank you. Councilmember Crowley.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Mayor. I don't have any reports for First Aid Squad or for DPW tonight. Recreation, I will just say that on Sunday, August 10th, we had our 5th annual Food and Music Festival. Had good turnout. I will tell you that anecdotally, I spoke with almost all the food trucks, and they all said the same thing, which was they loved the town, they loved the location, loved the event, and they said they made more money here on Sunday than they did the day before in Jersey City. Ooh. So, not bad.
Take that.
We'll take that. We'll take that indeed. We had 4 bands. We had one of our bands was from Nashville, people really loved all the music. 17 trucks, 12 artist vendors, great weather, and approximately, based on my conversations with the trucks and the record keeping they keep, somewhere between 2,500 and 3,000 in attendance. And I want to thank our Atlantic Highlands Police Department, Chief Reinert, and I saw Harry was here, and Mickey, and we had a good turnout by our police. And again, thank you for all your help in putting that together and keeping us safe. Our DPW crew, led by Jimmy Phillips, our Harbor Commission and their staff, led by Lou Flieger, thank you to all of them for all their hard work. Special Events Committee, Beth, thank you for getting all those permits organized. And of course, Michelle and Rob, thank you very much. It takes a village, and our Recreation Committee, obviously, and Red Bank Recycling, and my right hand and my partner in crime, Chris Morrissey, for curating a really great lineup of music and all the hard work that he puts in with organizing everything. And I'll just say Sunday, October 12th is AH Day. So plans are already underway for that. That's it, Mayor.
Great. Thank you. Council member.
Oh, I'm sorry. Cusick. Wait, I'm sorry. Police. I forgot. You want me to do my part first? Okay, we'll go out of order. Normally, this is a routine. And
this is how much we like you, Chief.
She does the lead-in. Eileen does. So I'm going to get to the numbers. So during the month of July, there were 10 arrests total. There were 34 first aid calls and 22 fire calls. Department investigated 9 motor vehicle crashes while officers conducted 288 traffic stops with 148 moving violations issued and 68 parking violations issued for a total of 216 summonses. And there were 2 DWI arrests in July. And Mayor, that is truly everything.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Councilmember Cusick, have at it.
Okay, I'll do the beginning of the police report.
Yes.
Now. First of all, again, congratulations on the RIOA accreditation. It's a pleasure to be part of all of that. I'm very proud of you guys. The Atlantic Highlands Police Department assisted with Fireman's Fair each night of the fair. Unfortunately, the weather didn't quite cooperate for a couple of nights, but at least we had the event. Some recreation started on July 7th at Helen Marchetti Park. A traffic plan was created, and officers were on location to make sure camper drop-off and pickup went smoothly. So thank you again for that. July 19th, officers assisted with the Arts and Crafts Fair at Veterans Park, and they also were, the same day, assisted with the Film One Fest at the Harbor One. Also on July 19th, Patrolman Cunha, am I saying that correctly?
Cunha.
And the chief, Reinert, transported four police cadets to Drew University for the annual Cadet Academy. Each cadet graduated with no issues to report. A special thank you to Patrolman Cunha for her assistance with the academy. Patrolman Cunha actually stayed at the academy for the 5 nights to keep track of the cadets. We didn't put it that way, but I'm putting it that way. July 15th and or 17th, every officer in the department successfully completed their firearms qualification mandated by the state of New Jersey. On July 31st, Patrolman Hoffman was assisted to the Arrive Bayshore team, where she partnered up with a healthcare worker to conduct outpatient checkups and respond to patients in crisis throughout the Bayshore. Okay, that's about it. In terms of senior citizens, on Monday, there was a very well-attended county services for seniors program on that about 50 different seniors actually appeared to hear what the county was able to provide for them. And as of tomorrow at noon, there will be a Mahjong class starting. Anyone interested in doing that, please go to the senior center at noon tomorrow. Chair yoga and the walking continues, so we're really trying to do a lot of healthy exercises. It's a very good thing. I have no report for OEM or veterans, and as my colleague said, the Shade Tree Commission will be meeting on Wednesday. That is my report, Mayor.
Great, thank you. Council President Dougherty.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, everyone. I'm pleased to present a brief Dog Days of Summer version of my reports this evening, so here goes. Finance Personnel, no report. DPW, no report. Recreation Committee meets this Thursday, August 21st at 5:30. Registration for Rec Soccer remains open until end of day tomorrow, Tuesday, the 19th of August. Please visit ahnj.com to sign up your child before it closes. The program is open to children ages 3 through grade 6. Planning Board met on August 7th, but I was unable to attend. Its next meeting is Thursday, September 4th. I will have a full report to present on PB happenings at the September 15th Council meeting. Thank you to Council for introducing Ordinance 12. As it is an amendment to the Chapter 150 Development Regulations, the Planning Board will conduct a Master Plan Consistency Review at the September 4th meeting. And finally, Board of Education. The Board of Ed has not met since our last meeting. Its next meeting is scheduled for this Wednesday, August 20th. And while we're on the subject of EV chargers, I just want to mention some statistics that are provided by the ChargePoint dashboard. Since our EV chargers have been installed, we've avoided 6,619 kilograms of greenhouse gas emissions. That's the equivalent of planting 170 trees and letting them grow for 10 years. So, food for thought. Thanks, Mayor.
Thank you. Councilmember Pujols.
Aye. How are you? I have nothing to report. Nothing in your ass. Hopefully, it's been several hours and more meetings. Everybody seems to be enjoying this summer.
No, it looks like it.
Yes.
At our next meeting, would you be able to give us an update on ASAP as our representative there?
Absolutely, yes.
That's great. Thanks. I just know they've had a really great season.
I actually took them out last Thursday for ASAP. And one of the members, Jeremy's child, came out number one.
Yep.
One number one. I took him on the boat. It was a very nice day. I let him drive my boat for a little while, so I got to relax and sit down.
Good.
But it was a good event over there by Red Bank. Very nice. Very
awesome.
Nice.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay, I just have a couple things. I attended the Ms. race on Saturday. I was on the committee boat, and we did have a medical incident with a member of the catamarans race, which was being held on Sunday, lost their rudder, so crashed into the committee boat. So I was there to see how quickly everyone reacted. 911 was great. Our EMS was waiting on shore to bring this person in. There was a serious laceration. The gentleman tried to stop his rudderless cat from hitting the committee boat, and he did, but his hand was in between. So best wishes to Christopher. I didn't get his last name. And his wife, who had a little trouble on the water. But again, all the responders did a great job with that. Catamaran Club had their races on Sunday, and everybody had a great weekend for the racing. Thank you to the Recreation Committee for the wonderful food truck event we had. It was very well attended, and I was able to enjoy some food and music. Tomorrow, with the Hurricane Erin, and that's not named after your wife, Mr. Dougherty. There's a call with Jersey Shore mayors and the governor at 11 a.m., which I will be attending. So I will, if there's anything to report on that, we'll put that out on the website and the borough Facebook and social media. And then, Mr. Fisher, before you ask, I am planning to meet with the mayors of Seabright and Highlands. We were trying to meet last week, but something came up, so we're going to meet this week. There's nothing new to report. We're just trying to keep communications open. And finally, we've got a lot of students that are going back to school or going to school for the first time. So, and we've got, I think our next council meeting is before our local Atlantic Highlands Elementary.
Yeah.
So best of luck to everyone going back to school, and think of the teachers, and there, I know that they're in the buildings getting ready, but it's an exciting time of year. And with that, I'm going to open the meeting to public comment. If anyone has anything, yes, Mr. Leinsdorf, come on down.
Charles Leinsdorf, 60 Bayside Drive. You caught me off guard and shocked me at the last meeting about the sidewalk. So I want to make clear that the people who did the heavy lifting on the sidewalk were Mr. Ferragina and Mr. Rohmeyer. Mr. Ferragina, I know, has been working for years to try to get that done. I don't really know how much Mr. Rohmeyer did, but I think...
But he always had a supportive smile, Mr. Leinsdorf.
I don't know the details of the engineering work, how much was required. But I know that Mr. Ferragina has been working on it since he came on board.
Yeah.
So almost 4 years he's been working on it.
And before that.
Yeah. Well, so, and the other thing I wanted to say, even better.
Even better.
All the stuff that was said about the police department, I saw, I think it was on Facebook, that they stopped 6 kids for not wearing their helmets. And I worked in the Children's Special Hospital, I don't know if I've mentioned this before, and we had a 14-year-old who was on his skateboard, and he fell off his skateboard and hit his head on the curb, and part of his brain got damaged. And it made One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest look like a fairy tale. Screaming all the time, his cubicle covered with get well soon letters from his classmates. If you have ever seen anything like that, everyone would be telling every kid they see on the street, where's your helmet?
I hope everybody does. I know the chief does. I've been all over the place with the chief in town.
The thing is, people then accuse you of being a predator. So,
fair enough.
You're reluctant to get involved, but I just wanted to commend the police department for taking that action.
Thank you, Mr. Leinsdorf.
We just say, oh, it's Josh. You're
yeah, he's fine. It's Charles.
Hi, everybody. Sarah Childs, 59th Third Avenue. Thank you so much, Mayor, for honoring my daughter. That was really so touching to me. I really appreciate it. Thank you. I just wanted to raise a question, an issue, and I should probably go to the Harbor Commission with this, but I am a regular ferry rider, as I think some of you are, and I think this summer I was just really aware of safety issues for pedestrians walking to get on the ferry. The parking situation and the drop-off situation there is just really disorganized, and pedestrians don't know where to walk. Uber drivers, new intern drivers, people are dropping people all over the place, and it just feels to me like we need a little bit more direction as pedestrians and ferry riders for where we can walk safely to get onto that boat. One idea I have, and I'm not an expert, is to put a path between the two rows of parked cars so that if you walk from the road, you're not walking behind parked cars that are reversing and driving out on either side, but you're walking between them. And obviously, there's a lot to consider in terms of the space there. That leaves enough space for cars to reverse. But it just feels like it's been an issue for a long time, and now it appears to me like ridership is up again, thankfully, post-pandemic. And it would be a good time to pay attention and try to come up with a better system down there for pedestrians.
Yeah, you and I had talked about this a few months ago, and we need to pick it back up. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Okay, before I take a motion to adjourn, Mrs. Merkel doesn't believe it's really happening. I just want to thank Mr. Krause. You are a very ethical human. And as chair of the Rent Leveling Board, I really do appreciate that you brought it to our attention that you had hired a firm to represent you on a personal matter and are recusing yourself from the next Rent Leveling Board meeting. So we tonight passed a nomination since Mr. Pujols left the Rent Leveling Board to become on council. He's been replaced by Erin Drew, who's an attorney, and she's going to be great leading that meeting. So thank you, Mr. Krause, for raising that with me and our attorney. And, you know, I hope everything is settled brilliantly.
She will be vice chair.
She is vice chair. It was in the thing. It was in the resolution. Okay, so having said all that, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
I move.
That's Pujols.
Pujols.
Second.
Brownson.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, we're done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.